All right, on the line we have, this is Teal'c and Ghost Horse with First Voices Radio here. On the line we have Daffy Puyak, who is in Saskatchewan, Canada, and she's Nakota and Cree from the Sweetgrass First Nation of Saskatchewan, Canada, and she's dedicating her life to understanding, learning, sharing about natural law. And she's worked with children for many years, correctional institutions, and alcohol and drug abuse centers as a traditional teacher and a cultural advisor. Daffy, thank you for coming on the line here in New York, out of Saskatchewan. Thanks for being here.
Yes, I'm happy to be able to share and tell some stories.
Yeah. We want to hear a story, actually. We just had someone on from Hawaii who was talking about how they are living with natural law in order to correct the situations that those who are not living with natural law have brought into an imbalance. So would you give us a story? Because I think stories have a lot to do with spreading news, spreading information, spreading spirit, spreading creation stories. The current the feeling of what Mother Earth is going through, and I think you have stories that most people don't understand. I think it's going to be a fairy book story or something, but these stories from the First Nations are real. And that is what we would like to hear, and that's why I bring you on, because it's a story. Story is the first cry. It's the first word that we all have. Go for it, Daffy, if you can.
Okay, so I have half an hour.
You now have about 10 minutes.
Oh, darn. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell a story about how the world was divided. So what happened is I had been working in corrections many years. I was working in maximum security youth jail. And when I first got there, I didn't know what I was, you know, what are you trying to teach me here? Creator has a plan for all of us. And it was very odd that I'm there because I only have a grade 9 Western education. I was taught in the traditional ways. So for me to be able to work with the school division, to work with treatment centers and in corrections with a grade 9 Western education is pretty good. Creator has his ways to put people in places where they need to be. So one day, what I do is I teach the boys how to pray, talk to them about prayer. And I was born and I could see spirits and I could hear them. And the spirits never started telling me stories, and you know, until I got older, and you know, I guess I had to earn that right. They would talk to me and say, you're gonna do this, you're gonna do that, and I said, I think you got the wrong person, I think that you should find somebody else. But they never left, they kept coming back. So I was working in the jail one day. One of the boys, after we were done praying, he walked up to me and he says, I need your help. And he said, can you help me? I said, well, first you got to tell me what you need. If I can help you, I will. If I can't, then, you know, you have to tell me first. I don't know if I can or not. So he says, okay. He said, I get out of jail in 4 months. Oh, I'm so happy for you. And this is a jail for 18 and under. And he looked at me and he said, I've been here 8 years, you know, and I hadn't worked there 8 years. And I said, how could you be here 8 years? This is a jail for 18 and under. How old are you? He said, I'm 20. I got to finish my childhood sentence here. He said, I'm going to get out of jail. Can you tell me what I need to do to continue asking God, Creator, to forgive me for what I've done? And when I was young, my grandmother, she was a storyteller also, and she used to tell me, she said, don't ever speak about something that you know nothing about or you can really hurt people. And I never knew what she meant, but I heard her voice that day. So I told the young man, I said, this is something I cannot speak about because I don't know anything about it. But what I can do for you today is I'm going to pray that God Creator, he's going to guide you. He's going to lead you to somebody who does know. He said, okay. And I said, did you see your mom and dad while you were here? He said, and he said it really happy, but underneath that was a lot of sadness. He said, I saw my mom 4 times while I was here, and I don't have a dad. And he said it really happy, but I could feel the sadness. And then I asked him, do you got brothers and sisters? He said, yes, I have 6. Have you seen them? He said, no. He said, I don't even know what they look like. I don't have pictures of them. He said, how do people dress? How does it look out there? I'm scared. I'm really scared to get out of jail. And so I had to go, and I told him, I'm going to continue praying for you. So I started coming, you know, out of my work. And you know you feel when you need to cry, there's a lump in your throat. I didn't feel that. I walked to my truck, I opened the door, and I closed the door, and this loud cry like I've never cried before came out of my mouth. And it was like it wasn't even mine, and I couldn't understand it. I tried to stop myself from crying, and nothing would happen. You know, I couldn't stop crying. Later on, I figured this young man in jail probably couldn't cry. When I left that day, I took his tears and I cried for him. And I cried. I lived 20 minutes from work. I cried all the way home. Started coming up this one hill where we come from. They say this is the hill where the baby eagles learn how to fly. And I felt mad. I felt, you know, when I say grandfather, there's a spirit that's been teaching me. And I said, grandfather, I said, Creator. I said, how come people are always saying that we come from one of the most peaceful people? How come they're always saying that we lived in harmony with all creation? Is this even a true story or is it a lie? Because how is it possible all of those young men that I'm working with in that jail come from peace and harmony? You know, how is that even possible? And I said, I want to know the truth. And I got home, came inside. I was still crying really loud. And, you know, I came in my room. I ended up, you know, crying really loud the whole time. I fell asleep, cried myself to sleep. And grandfathers came and picked me up. He said, grandchild, come. We're going to show you how the world was divided. And I said, okay. He took me and we flew around the world 4 times really, really fast. And I saw land, I saw animals, I saw people, I saw places, and all of a sudden we stopped really fast. I knew we were on the other side of the world, and I leaned forward because I felt like I was going to fall over, and I looked up. When I looked up, I saw this big hill of sand. I looked to my right, all sand. I looked to my left. Everywhere I looked, it was sand. We were in a desert on the other side of the world. And sometimes when I tell this story, people think the story is about Jesus. I believe in Jesus. I've also seen Jesus too. I've seen him, and I believe in him. The story is not about Jesus, it's about the evil one, the negative one. Grandfather said, grandchild, the evil one, the negative one. He wanted somebody to listen to him instead of God, Creator. So he came to these people and lied to them, and he went and lied to people all around the world. And he said, God sent me to teach you about God. He said, did you know God loves the human beings more than he loves anything else in creation? That you are his children and he loves you more than anything. And he said, look up in the sky. You see all those beautiful birds. Did you know God made all those beautiful birds just for the human beings? He said, you see the medicine, the fruit, the vegetables, the plants. God made all of those just for human beings. He said, you see the four-legged, the winged one, the insects, the water creatures, the plants, the trees, the rocks. God made this whole world just for human beings because you are his children and he loves you more than anything. Grandfather said, pretty soon, grandchild, the human beings, they started to believe his lies. And when they believed his lies, they were separated from the rest of creation and they were put in a place all by themselves. And he says, this is the reason why today, he said, the human beings are walking around. Why am I alive? What is my purpose? I feel like I don't have a home. I feel like I don't have a family. I feel like I don't belong. And he said, and they're always constantly searching. They're always looking for something. He said, what they're truly searching for is to belong back in creation, to be equal with the four-legged, the winged one, the insects, the water creatures, the plants, the trees, the rocks, and all human beings. all creation was given the same size spirit. There's nothing in creation that was given a bigger or a brighter spirit. We're all given the same size. After that, we started to travel again. This time, we went to visit all the colors of the people. Grandfather said, next grandchild, he said, the evil one, the negative one. He went to all the colors of the people all over the world, and he went and lied to them. He said, hey, white people, you're different. Hey, black people, you're different. Hey, red people, you're different. Hey, yellow people, you're different. And he said, pretty soon, grandchild, they started to believe his lies. No, the white people, they're better, they're stronger. No, the black people, they're better, they're stronger. No, the red people, they're better, they're stronger. No, the yellow people, they're better, they're stronger. He said, from this lie is where all the wars in the world were started. He said, human beings are the only thing in all creation that separates by color. Nothing else in creation separates by color. When grandfather told me this story, everything he was talking about, I was guilty of it. And he knew I didn't understand quite yet. The next day, he said, grandchild, go to your mom's house. And I said, I was going to go somewhere. Jeez, I said, you guys are always sending me all over. Now what? He said, go, grandchild. And I was really, being a bratty kid, driving real miserable. Jeez, these grandfathers always sending me somewhere. Now what? So I pulled up to my mom's. I knew grandfather wasn't happy. He said, get out. Start walking. I could hear his voice. And I started walking. And he took me in the pasture in between my mom's horses. He said, now stand there. Don't move. And I thought, okay, I got to quit getting mad and see what God creator and the grandfather is trying to teach me today. So I looked. All of a sudden, I saw a white horse, saw a black horse, saw a red horse, saw a yellow horse. I saw a black and white and brown horse. I saw a gray horse. I saw a yellow and white horse. You don't ever see horses saying, hey, white horse is in this side of the pasture. Let's put the black ones over here, the red ones on this side, and the yellow ones over here. Because you guys are different. A horse is a horse. It doesn't matter what color it is. They're a family, and they take care of each other. After that, we started to travel again. This time, we came back to North America. In this dream, there was Mr. Helmasqua, the one who used to be Chief Big Bear. That's the one who has been teaching me, who's telling me the stories. There was Mr. Helmasqua, Sitting Bull, Geronimo, and Crazy Horse. We were walking on Turtle Island. Grandfather says, next grandchild, the evil one, the negative one. He went to all the tribes all over the world and lied to them. He said, oh, I know all the tribes all over the world. Of all the tribes I've seen, oh, your tribe is the best. The way you guys pray is the best. I know everything you guys do is the best. You know what? All the other tribes, they should be like you, and they should pray like you.
Daffy, we ran out of time. Yeah, it was quick, and we're going to have you back, okay? We're going to have you back, and we'll get a hold of you soon, and we'll have you back, and we'll finish that story. We'll leave it right there for now, okay? And you can look up Daffy Puyak when you spell her name, D-A-P-H-I-E-P-O-O-Y-A-K on Facebook. And go to that reference, and you can see what Daffy is up to. So thank you so much for being here this morning, and sorry we had to cut that short. First Voices Radio, my name is Teokas and Ghost Horse.
I pity the country, I pity the state, and the mind of a man who thrives on hate. Small are the lives of cheats and of liars, of bigoted news press, fascist town crier. Deception annoys me, deception destroys me. The Bill of Rights throws me in jails, they all know me. Frustrated are churchmen, the saving of soul men, the tinker, the tailor, the colonial governor. They pull and they paw me, they're seeking to draw me away from the roundness of the light. Thank you. civil servants. They thrive off my body. Their trip is with power, back bacon and welfare. Police, they arrest me. Materialists to test me. Pollution that chokes me. Movies to joke me. Politicians exploit me. City life that jades me. Hudson Bay fleets me. Hunting laws freak me. Government is bumbling.
KBOO Community Radio is seeking an individual or group to contract with to help build our next 3-year strategic plan. KBOO embodies equitable social change, shares knowledge, and fosters creativity by delivering locally rooted and diverse music, culture, news, and opinions with a commitment to the voices of oppressed and underserved communities. We have been serving the Portland community since 1968 and are one of the oldest independent community radio stations in the country. The person or group who is selected will co-lead the development of a strategic plan with the KBOO Strategic Planning Support Work Group, made up of volunteers, board members, and staff. More details about the application process can be found at kboo.fm/planrfp2015.